This is the Engage Your Destiny podcast, serving our active military, veterans, and families. Welcome to the show, where your destiny is our mission. Hello and welcome to the Engage Your Destiny podcast, serving our military, veterans, and their families, where your destiny is our mission. Man, we are so blessed to be with you this week, coming to you live from Nashville, Tennessee, with my right-hand man, my brother from another mother, Sylvester Jenkins III.
What's going on, everybody? How you doing, Ben?
I'm doing great.
Awesome, man. I think we're going in-depth on a subject that all of us need to hear.
Whether we are single or married.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so this is so important because the way that we pray and the impact that God can have on our lives is how we are going to transform our relationships.
Yes, very much so.
So I have been reading a book that was recommended to me called The Power of a Praying Husband. And this is the second book of the first book, which was The Power of a Praying Wife.
Mm-hmm.
And this book blew up, millions of copies, New York Times bestseller, all that kind of stuff. And as this author, Stormy O'Martian, wow, O'Martian. That'd be a hard name to have as a teenager, right? O'Martian?
O'Martian.
Yeah, that'd be a tough one. But anyways, she did this book, and as she was traveling the country and all that kind of stuff, they were saying, hey, can you put out a book called The Power of Praying a Husband? Now, my wife and I just got these books to do together, and I'd like to just note that the Power of the Praying Husband book is about 70 pages more than the one of the spouse, which I find very annoying that we have to do 70 more pages, but apparently we're supposed to be leaders or something like that. So here we are. But I was reading this last night, and so I want to read a small excerpt from this because I know that this is going to speak to someone who is listening because it is deeply speaking to me. This is what she says. When the pain in my marriage became too much for me to bear, I considered separation and divorce. If I would pray for him the way God instructed me to, which required a major change of heart on my part, God would answer my prayers. Even though I desired to do what God wanted, I still asked him, why am I the only one who has to change? Doesn't Michael, her husband, need to change too? But God spoke to my heart saying, it's not a matter of who needs to change. I'm going to say that again. It's not a matter of who needs to change. It's a matter of who is willing to change. If you're willing to change, I can work through you right now. Now, this is God speaking to her heart specifically on, hey, I just need someone who's willing to change. Now, what's funny is, guys, I was reading this last night. And I read that and I stop reading and I had like a heart moment. And I go, man, I don't know if I'm willing to change. Like, that sticking moment in my head where you're going, oh boy, I don't know if I want to change. I don't know if I'm willing to change. And so I felt God put on my heart, hey, even if you're not willing to change, I just need you to desire to do what I want you to do. And then I go to read the next two sentences, and this is what it said. I don't know if I was all that willing to change, but I was willing to do what God wanted me to do. Straight up. And I said yes to what he's asking of me. And I think that that's been a huge piece for my life in running Engage Your Destiny and building this organization that does stuff all over the country. I've been telling God yes since I was 20 years old. Lord, I'll go anywhere. I'll do anything. I'll serve you to the ends of the earth. Whatever you want me to do, I will do it. And so if you want to have a successful relationship, if you want to have a successful marriage, first it's going to start with a heart posture of saying, dude, anywhere you send me, anything you want me to do, God, I will do it. And so now I'm in the position last night of this book challenging me to change and me going, I don't know if I want to change. I don't know if I want to change. But then the book saying, you may not want to change, but are you willing to do what God wants you to do? What do you think about that, Sil?
I think it's deep. I think it's deep, but it's factual, man, because you think about the union as far as a marriage in general, and you think about a man and a woman, and a lot of times we're looking for the perfect spouse.
Yeah.
We're always concerned about how they look, as far as a man, how they look, you know, how they treat us and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But then we're not automatically concerned about who we are. And how we what we bring to the table in the situation. We think as long as we're providing for them, protecting them, we're good.
Yep.
But that's not the case. we should be able to conform. That's a level of love,
yeah.
You know, as far as, you know, enduring all, understanding, you know, the whole matter of not being boastful or prideful yeah. when it comes down to what we do. And that, you know, what you said, as far as you're, am I willing to change?
Am I willing to change?
Yeah, that's a level of pride that came with that, because
oh,
you
sure.
were challenging yourself. Oh, hold on.
Why do I?
yeah.
She's
why?
The one who needs to yeah. change.
hold on.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So I think that's deep, man. I think it's very powerful. And I think a lot of men out there need to recognize that when it comes down to who we are, man, and what we're jumping into, because you're choosing to be with this person for the rest of your life.
Yep.
This is not no one-time deal. This is for the rest of your life. You're saying, I want to be with this person for the rest of my life. And that comes with a level of change. You change every year. You grow with this individual. The two of you are becoming one.
You're going to change no matter what.
No matter what.
And so this is really essential, whether you are married or not. And I know I'm reading from the you know, Power of a Praying Husband, but if you're a female and you're reading this and you're dating someone, this applies to you.
Yeah.
If you're a female and you're married, if you're a male and you're married, if you're a male and you're dating someone, or you are not dating anybody yet, this applies to you, because this is a willingness to change. And the purpose of marriage is not to make you happy, but to make you holy. It's to change you. It's to transform you.
Yeah.
And so many of us, I know I went into marriage thinking this is going to make me happier. This is going to cure my loneliness.
Yeah.
This is going to solve my anger and frustration issues. This person is going to complete me. Remember
yeah.
Jerry Maguire? You complete me. That is the biggest lie
yeah.
that there is. This
Absolutely.
Person is not going to complete you.
Absolutely.
Jesus completes you.
Yeah.
And you come into marriage being willing to change, being willing to serve the Lord, and being willing to serve this other person.
Yeah.
Which is really easy to say until you get into it and you yeah. realize, I am selfish.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, it's pretty much biblical, man. Like, you're supposed to love your spouse as God loved the church.
Mm.
And when God loved the church, he didn't look for anything in return.
Yeah.
He served the people.
Yeah.
And when he served the people, he went through every capacity that he could to give them everything that they needed.
Mm.
And us as husbands need to love our wives the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to hit this main point, and then we are going to be doing more of these episodes over the coming weeks about the power of a praying spouse, okay? But this is what it says. You'll find the most difficult part about being a praying husband will not be the amount of time it takes to pray for your wife. Rather, it'll be praying with a heart that's right before God. That's why praying for your wife must begin with praying for yourself. Mm-hmm. This was enormous, and I believe it is the first step that we really need to take a look at today. Be the change that you want to see in the
oh,
world.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Be the spouse that you want to become. I should say, be the spouse that you want to experience
yeah.
in marriage. And so can you today, as you're listening to this, when it comes to being a boyfriend, being a girlfriend, being a spouse, being single, can you look at yourself and say, yes, I'm willing to change. Yes, I'm willing to grow spiritually and become the person that God has called me to be, so that I come into marriage not with what I can get, but what I can give.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we need to come into the relationship speaking to our spouse as we would speak to God.
Mm.
There's certain things that we would refrain from saying, or how we would treat the situation if we were speaking to God.
Yeah.
And we need to treat our spouse the same way. Mm. Because when we're together as one, we're calling on to the Creator, telling him to bless our union.
Mm.
But we also got to seek him first
yeah.
throughout the process of our development and growth.
Mm.
And something that you touched bases on was as far as us praying for change for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
To prepare us, you need to ask God to prepare you to be the spouse that you need to be by his will for your spouse. And a lot of times we don't take the opportunity to do that.
Right. You know, and even there's so many different situations, but it's, you know, even you go to the most extreme situation where you're married to someone who doesn't want to serve God, who doesn't want to come to church, who doesn't want to come to engage, and you're dealing with the challenges of that. Well, I mean, even we've been watching over the last year, one of our soldiers who was in a marriage where she was unwilling.
Yeah.
And he made the decision through a lot of your mentorship, Sylvester, he made the decision, you know what? I'm going to become the spouse that I would want to be married to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now hear me when I say that. Spouse means husband, wife, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm going to become the spouse that I want to be married to.
Right.
And he began working on himself, coming to Bible study, engaging with God, coming to engage, going to local church, like doing all the things, reading the scriptures daily, doing the Lent challenge, doing the fasting, and growing, praying for his wife.
Right.
And all of a sudden, she starts showing up and engage.
Yes, multiple times. Not just once, but multiple times.
And now there's a unity taking place.
Yes.
And coming along because he stepped up and decided to be the leader.
Yep.
And that is where I believe, as it said before, like God is willing to take whoever is willing to change. God will take it. We have free will. Yep. We can choose. He can woo and he can work things. But at the end of the day, you are married and are in covenant with this person.
Yep.
And so even if you're listening to this and you're both loving Jesus, you're both serving God, but dude, you got bugaboos, you got fights, you got stuff you get annoyed with each other about.
Yeah.
You got, everybody's got stuff. There's no perfect marriage.
No.
And so if you're listening to this, first of all, I want to commend you. You are a giant among men. Amen. You are a leader amongst women. You're a queen amongst princesses. And so if you're listening to this, you're already taking that first step. You are already answering the call that God is putting on your life to say, you know what? I want to see change. And if I want to see change, then I have to be that change. And if I'm going to be that change, then I have to go through the process of what it's going to take to become the spouse that I want to be married to.
Amen. In order to see different, you got to do different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I totally agree with you that in every way possible.
So what I want you guys to do is a very practical next step for this is as you're listening, take an assessment. Where are you at in your relationship? Are you single? Okay. What do you want in a spouse and what are you looking for? And let me change your thinking a little bit on that and go, who do you need to become to be the spouse that someone's going to want to marry? And take an honest assessment of your life and go, okay, here are the changes or the things that I need to pray through with God so that I can become the spouse that someone would want to join their life with.
Right.
That's number one. Number two, you're dating someone. First and foremost, you're dating. Are they following God?
Yeah.
Are you guys having unity around being a follower of Jesus? If they are not, and you are not married to them, and the other person is unwilling to change, it would be my direction to you that they are someone you should not be dating anymore.
I like how you said that, my redirection. I like that.
That's my redirection. Yeah.
My redirection.
What do you think about that redirection?
I think that is one of the most crucial points.
Yeah.
Dealing with any relationship in general.
Mm-hmm.
As far as who you have a relationship dealing with, you know what I'm saying, your beliefs. Like, are you a believer of Christ? Yes, I'm a believer of Christ. So you want to get with somebody who also has that same belief,
yeah,
in general, because it can cause a level of conflict when it comes to your development and growth.
Yeah.
It can stunt your growth and prevent you to go in a different direction. You'll always be having conflict. Any relationship can be saved. Any marriage can be saved if you have God first in your life. That's the only threesome I ever want.
Yeah. That was good. Okay, so we've covered single dating. Now let's talk for a minute about marriage.
Yeah.
If you are married, there is nothing, and I do mean nothing, going on in your life or your spouse's life that is off limits for prayer. And so first and foremost, coming to God, not complaining about your spouse and who they are and what they're not and all that kind of stuff, let's lay that aside and let's do an honest assessment of where you are. Where is your engagement with God's word? Where is your engagement with worship? Where is your engagement with community? Are you walking out a God-honoring, satisfying, life-filled relationship with Jesus? If you are there, awesome. Now, with where your spouse is, let's take an honest assessment of where they are. I'll give you a very practical example. Rachel prays for me all the time. I grew up in a home that was emotionally insane, okay? Yelling, screaming, all that kind of stuff. And what Rachel desires in marriage more than anything is emotional capacity. She just wants there to be emotional health in our marriage. That, to me, coming into our marriage was like living on Mars. It's, yeah, I'm mad and I'm getting angry, and that's how I deal with things is by yelling.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
She's been praying for over 3.5 years for that to be healed and for that to calm down and for that to have emotional health. And she has witnessed the fruit of those prayers, where I get angry a tenth, a 20th of the amount that I used to.
Right.
But that has come through her fervent prayers
yeah.
of believing, because Rachel cannot change me. Because if she tries to change me, the prideful man in me is going to raise up and go, who are you to change me?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But when God speaks to me,
yeah.
his word pierces the joints and the marrow. Yeah. His word pierces my heart in a way that nothing else can. And so now I'm in a position where God starts working on me. God walks with me 24/7. Rachel physically can't even do that.
Right.
And so by her using her faith to activate the King of the Universe to work on my life, she has seen the greatest change instead of trying to change me.
Right.
And so that's where I want to implore you, wherever your spouse is and whatever change you want to see, first be that change, but then pray for those areas in their life to see God heal them.
That's good. That's real good. I experienced that same thing as far as my wife. So Denise, she found herself in a position, man, where she could not change me. And I was still, you know, hanging out with the fellas, staying out late, drinking, partying, whatever it might be. She was at home with the kids, doing her motherly duties.
Yeah.
And I was out here doing whatever I wanted to do. Now, for a long period of time, it's caused friction in our marriage. But then at the same time, it got to a point where she was like, you know what? I'm going to just give it to God.
Yeah.
And she prayed about it. And I used to wake up in the morning, get ready to go to PT, and I see her praying. Mm. I used to see that like daily.
Yeah.
She wouldn't sit there and argue with me. She wouldn't sit there and fight with me. She'd just go into prayer. And eventually, I was like, man, what's going on here? But I felt, you know, the same thing as far as God, a shift in my life. Where I just was like, man, I see my family going to church on Sunday. I'm still at home watching football and all these other things. I'm still drinking. But my family is being led by my wife.
Yeah.
And it wasn't being led by me. But once I made that shift and really totally gave my life to Christ, and I started to take control of who I am and make those changes where God wanted me to make those changes in order to be the leader of my household, it was easy for her, I won't say to submit. But to actually follow my lead.
And to come into unity.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is what we want to encourage you guys today with. Be the change you want to see in your marriage. And there's nothing we can't bring before God in prayer. Whether you're single, whether you're dating anyone, or you are in the marriage covenant. Guys, we love you. We're going to be coming to you with several more episodes of this Power of a Praying Spouse series over the next several weeks and months, and we hope you tune in. Share this with a friend. Please like this podcast, share it, give it a 5-star rating, and continue to walk with us as we are advancing destiny in the military. That's our mission.
Take care.
See you guys soon. Bye.